Welcome to the Cheltenham School Board Meeting Podcast, online at www.cheltenhamlocal.org or at www.cheltenham.fm.
Cheltenham School Podcast, Regular Legislative Meeting, Part 2 of 2 Parts, April 14, 2015.
The financial affairs meetings took place on April 7th. There were two topics that were discussed. The first was the 2015-2016 budget planning process. Some key factors in the budget planning process are the capital projects, the state budget, tuition for student placement, and the BEC contract. We looked at some, Ms. Michaels was looking at some potential cost savings in the areas of the budget, looking to align the budget to actual spending trends over the past year, transportation, retirement, and special ed funding. There are three topics or three key expenditure areas that we're focused on, facilities being one, instruction being a second, and special ed being a third for the 2015 and 2016 school year. Some assumptions in the upcoming budget are that the salaries are going to be aligned to the current contracts. Health insurance is increasing at 8%, and PEASRs is increasing to 25.8%. So key budget dates that are upcoming, we have May 5th will be a budget year. May 12th will be the adoption of the proposed budget, and then the final budget will be adopted by the school board on June 9th. The second topic that was discussed at the facilities meeting, or financial affairs meeting, was the current budget. Things look extremely positive for the district, as we've collected about 91% of the revenue that is expected for this academic school year, and currently the total expenditures are at 66%. Lastly, our next financial affairs meeting will take place on May 5th. Please join us as we move on. That's it.
Thank you, sir. Educational affairs, Mr. Reichert.
Thank you. The meeting of March 17th of the Educational Affairs Committee was a pretty full agenda. We had three topics. One is Sankofa program, Sankofa Alliance program. Also under discussion was the strategic plan steering group, and then the mathematics program review process for K-8. The Sankofa Alliance presentation was to request approval from the board to pilot the Sankofa Alliance program for the spring and fall of 2015. Sankofa is a Ghanaian term, which means go back and get it. Meaning that learning from the past to inform and develop the present, and we seek to transform and shape the future. The goals that we heard about were meeting the academic and social and emotional needs of 25 to 30 young men of color at Cheltenham High School, and to expand the opportunities of Cheltenham High School students to engage in successful activities. The target group, more specifically defined as the 25 to 30 young men of color, who struggle with navigating the traditional school learning environment and meeting graduation benchmarks. These are students who traditionally fall through the cracks of CHS programming. Some of the hallmarks reported in this program include frequent mentoring, developing a personal sense of cultural identity, develop self-respect and respect for others, and enabling students to connect with caring, committed adults as mentors. The future goals to empower and enable the students to understand the values and benefits of a solid high school education, to better develop a worldview through peer mentorship and college visits, and to incorporate a habit of community service. Some reported evidence of success of the Sankofa program include a 90% promotional rate, and 85% fewer reported violent incidents, 85% average school attendance, and 98% graduation rate. And these are reports from districts in our area, in addition to one of our board members who has had experience with this program, and some of our own colleagues. The funding for this program will come for the first 5 months, will come from the funding from the Reading to Learn grant. And later on, as part of Mr. Nolte's report, Educational Affairs report. He'll present the motion for approval. The second part was the Strategic Plan Steering Group. The purpose of this part of the presentation was to present a proposal, the proposed process for the creation of the strategic plan for the School District of Cheltenham Township. The Strategic Plan Steering Group would be created to create a process for board approval, to recommend a facilitator for board approval, and facilitate the formulation of the Strategic Plan Working Group. After the accomplishment of these tasks, the steering group would be disbanded. There will then be a community-wide communication. There would then be community-wide communications to solicit applications for membership in the Strategic Plan Working Group. This would be a 3 to 5 member team comprised of district administration, board members, and steering group member who will review applications, select and interview potential steering plan working group applicants, and recommend 20 candidates for membership. This strategic plan working group would then, as noted, be comprised of 20 applicants selected members from district-wide stakeholder groups, including but not limited to community, staff, student, school administration, and members of the school board. Their task, the task of this particular group, would be to engage district stakeholders, assist with public forums, synthesize the input, coordinate an expert facilitator, organize subgroups, and actually comprising the strategic plan. The proposed timeline for this would March 17th, which was the previous meeting, Ed Affairs meeting, the board received input on the process. On April 21st, Educational Affairs Steering Group presents the revised process to the board with recommendations for a May 2015 resolution. At the May 21st legislative meeting, the approval of the strategic plan process and an expert facilitator will take place. And between June of 2015, that's obviously this June, and May of next year, the strategic plan working group and the community-wide stakeholder input will conduct sessions with the target to June 2016 for the board approval of the School District of Cheltenham Township strategic plan. The importance of this, of course, is that what we in school districts want to do is to kind of hook in everything that we do with the strategic plan as a guiding sort of set of principles, which present a pathway that help us determine where we go with our programs. The third part of the presentation was the mathematics program review process for K-8. This was to develop a mathematics program acknowledging the following: that teachers need comprehensive resources, students need consistent experience, present resources do not necessarily always match the curriculum. Developing a program like this requires extensive time and effort and energy. Some of our resources are still in flux. Acknowledges that there will be a significant financial investment and long-term commitment, and the PSSA in this area is new. The staff advisory team consisted of 22 Cheltenham staff members in grades K through 4 and 12 Cheltenham staff members in grades 5 through 8. So there's a pretty broad representation of our professional staff in putting this together. The challenge is to accomplish the following between now and fall of 2016. And this kind of describes the process that will happen before 2016. A teacher review of available programs, which will start this month. Select candidates to pilot the program. Revise the curriculum map and pilot teacher training. Program pilot teachers report back to the administration on what they're discovering in this process. Program recommendations are made back to the Ed Affairs Committee, and for which the board adopts new math resources. And then materials are purchased, teacher and across the district teacher training or in-service begins. With the idea that in the fall of 2016, we go to district-wide implementation along with ongoing staff training. The next Ed Affairs meeting will be next week, next Tuesday, April 21st, in room 119 at 6:30. Thank you.
I just want to comment on the Educational Affairs Committee report. We're still continuing to work this issue in the administrative level, and it appears that we may be wanting to accelerate this program to meet the needs.
Thank you.
Which the MAP program.
Oh, the MAP program.
Thank you, Mr. Rackow. I think I'm really looking forward to the strategic plan process, and wanted to thank the administrative liaisons and the community who've been part of the strategic planning steering group. Again, as Mr. Rackow indicated, this document, once it gets adopted by the board next year, will be the guiding tool, flexible, but a guiding tool for the district. So I look forward to the development of that.
I just gave a note, Ms. Russell, I should be on the recipient end of the mathematics. that we're voting to plan on 5/12, May 12th. Is that the correct answer? So we have a calendar? Yeah. So I think I said the 21st. Yeah. My dyslexia put up. It's the 12th, May 12th. Thank you.
Right. We'll move on to facilities. I'm sorry, Ms. Hines.
Thank you, Mr. Rackow. I just wanted to mention, with respect to the Sankofa program in this public legislative meeting, something that I mentioned when we had the educational affairs meeting, and that is to really commend Ms. Parker and those at the high school who recognize this need and made sure that resources were available, but given the demographics of our high school population and the extent and scope of kind of the problems that we have been experiencing there, it would be my hope that we could look into trying to develop internal resources to the district to try to fill these needs in the future. I understand that this mentoring program is going to be paid for by a Ready to Learn grant, which is wonderful that money is available. We don't know, however, the kind of availability of that source of funding for this program. But still, it would be nice to have the internal capacity to meet the needs of our students in our district rather than have to rely on these kinds of external resources to serve our student population fully. As I mentioned, these students are falling through the gaps of existing programming, then it becomes incumbent upon us as a district to fill those gaps and not have outside resources with internal.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think if we see a need that we have, and obviously there is a need there because it's been around for quite a number of years, if we see that this kind of approach is successful, it would absolutely, I would encourage the administration to kind of build it into our MO and make it a part of the process by which we help. It's just another group of children who need help, and whatever we can bring to the table to do that, if we can do it internally, yeah, we would be much better off.
I agree. Excellent. We'll move on now to facilities. Mr. Ringel.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. The Facilities Committee met on last Tuesday, April 7th, and there were three items. There was a presentation that was given by Dr. Bobby about Wincoat, the update. He provided an update on that this evening. I'm not going to go over the material he already covered. He just, as he said, on time and under budget, and that's what the board likes to hear. The second presentation was a change order. There will be an action item coming up in a couple of minutes that I will go through at that point in time. There is a change to add some equipment in the building, and the recommendation to cover that expense. There was a change order regarding smart boards that will be installed in the Wincoat building, and there will be an action item in a couple minutes for that. This would be a recommendation to receive a credit from the contractor, which the board also always enjoys. There was a presentation, an update on construction at the high school, and the high school has primarily been focused, the work there has been focused on the exterior doors and entrances, sections of the roofing, and the reconstruction of the little theater, which I understand is just about done.
Yes.
I see that there's actually an event scheduled there coming up in a couple weeks. There were some questions and discussion at that point during the meeting about the high school, work at the high school, and specifically there was some some questions about the little theater and the ability of the school district to make that available for rent to the community, and the administration responded affirmatively that, like other sections of the high school building, it is made available to the community for rent. There was a question was raised by the board about a long-range plan for ongoing construction projects, moving beyond Cedarbrook into EP and the high school, and Dr. Kiefer responded to that question during the meeting that they were beginning to take a look at a putting together a long-range plan, and we were advised that that would take some time. That could not just be completed in a couple of days, so the board will look forward to that, being able to better understand what we're facing going forward in terms of construction and expense as they relate to our facilities. We then moved into the last item of the budget, the last item of the Facilities Committee, which was Cedarbrook Middle School and the design team. And Dr. Bobby covered some of that information. I will not go over that again. There were a number of questions from the board and from the community that were posed. And one of the questions posed related to how the decision and recommendation was being made to the board. And the response to that was that a rubric had been used, which had been used in the previous construction projects. This project selecting a design team followed what has been used here in the school district in selecting design teams previously. There was a number of questions or concerns raised by members of the community. They focused on concerns about the time. With this project, we are facing going long distance in a very short period of time. There were concerns about the process not being too rushed, that the board be fully informed in terms of how the selection and the recommendation are put forth here this evening. And this community group has volunteered and asked to be involved in the next steps going forward, which is the community engagement, engaging stakeholders, and working with the selected architectural firm on the design stage of this process, which is going to occur immediately and going forward over the next several weeks. There were some questions regarding traffic, use of the courtyard, and I think those were a couple of the things that were raised, and these are things that will be responded to in the design phase, how the people are in and out of the building, how the buses are handled, and there was just a lot of good input, and I don't have all the names, but we don't even have a name for the group, but I want to recognize and thank the members of our community who have come together. I know that they have put in a good bit of time. They have met, they have reviewed things, they have met with Dr. Bobby, they reviewed the PlanCon presentation, they reviewed the proposals, and it just all stems from caring and concern for what's best for our community, and sometime I'd like to more formally thank our neighbors who have stepped forward for this, but I do just want to acknowledge that it is appreciated the time that people have, that you all have put into this. There are three members of this team here this evening, and there are others who are not here this evening. And so now on to the action items. We have three action items. We have number one, approval of change orders, A and B. A is the Facilities Committee recommends that the administration be authorized to approve the change order from E.R. Stubner to install six basketball backstops with with extended height, adjustable electrical power poles in the LGI area for a total amount of $22,983 for the Windcut Elementary School project.
Second.
Any board comment?
I'll call both. Ms. Hall.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Item number two, Facilities Committee recommends that the administration be authorized to approve the change order from the Phillips Brothers Electrical to change Extron AV, the smart board system, to an interactive board. This would be a credit back to the school district in the amount of $94,670.03.
So
moved.
Third.
Board comment? Call the vote. Ms. Hawkins.
Enthusiastic aye.
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 I'm also very enthusiastic aye. Get money back. That's what I like. And aye. The motion carries.
Aye. And the last item is item number two, Cedarbrook Middle School Rebuild Project. Facilities Committee recommends that the administration be authorized to approve the hiring of Gilbert Architects Incorporated for the Cedarbrook Middle School Rebuild Project for a total amount of $1,555,000.
So moved.
Second.
Board comment?
So I just wanted to echo the gratitude to the Community Engagement Committee, whatever the name of that entity is, that has assisted in this process, and to also recognize and thank that committee for providing the proposed public participation process for Cedarbrook School, having been one of the people who objected to moving expeditiously in this direction without full consideration of our alternatives. I would strongly urge that we be deliberative about this part of the process and ensure that, notwithstanding the hiring of the architect, that we make sure that we get exactly what we need for our long-range planning needs, and to the extent possible, incorporate our long-range planning for the entire district in this process to understand how this project will be incorporated into that. So to be deliberative and to the extent possible, keep the entire district-wide planning process in view as we move forward to the book.
I couldn't have said it better, but I also want to echo those comments that I do think that I'm very glad to hear that we're going to have a district-wide facilities plan sometime in the future, well, in the future, maybe not in the near future, because I think that that's really important as we get out of the road of rebuilding Cedarbrook, looking at the needs of AP and the high school long term. So, thank you.
Thank you both for those comments. I read complete. I will call the vote. Ms. Hollins.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes my report. The next meeting will be Tuesday, May 5th, here in room 119. 7 p.m.
Thank you, sir.
Liaison committee is great.
The liaison committee that met yesterday morning at the township building. There are a number of items on the agenda. I'll just highlight what I think are probably the more important ones. The first one was the status of the construction of Cedarbrook Middle School, which Dr. Bobby addressed a few moments ago. Another item was question was raised regarding the condition of the track at Cedarbrook, and it was mentioned that the track is used for practices primarily, and that the school district support services staff continues to maintain it, and it possibly could be down the road used for needs in the future, but it is being maintained and kept a watch on. Another item on the agenda was an update on the walkability study initiatives for the Cheltenham Elementary School. Unfortunately, I don't have all the details with me, but the there's a walkability study being conducted with through Montgomery County, and so Cheltenham Elementary School was identified as the school to use to do some of the analysis on. The first meeting is going to be the end of this month. Well, some of the process, some of the discussion has already taken place, but there's a meeting at the end of this month, and they expect the study to be completed by the end of May, and at which point they'll come out with a like a walkability score for the township, as well as a number of other key issues and identifiables that will be helpful in promoting our township. Another item on the agenda probably was the status of the Comcast franchise agreement renewal. This is a contract between the township and Comcast. Our contract, or their contract, was coming to an end. They're in the process of finalizing it, really at this point just reviewing some of the legal needs on it. It is going to be renewed for 12 years at the amount of $95,000, and out of that amount, $25,000 is going to come to the school district, which will help for some upgrades to Channel 42. They also mentioned that the contract with FIOS will be coming due, I believe in September of 2017. So that's another item that will be addressed, and hopefully we'll be able to benefit from that as well. I think probably the most exciting piece of the meeting was the topic on public relations efforts. Some time ago, we had a conversation with the township regarding putting together a PR campaign where we would be able to promote both the township and the school district. The project has somewhat gotten put on the back burner, but through Mr. Malloy, one of the things that we talked about was trying to put in place some type of promotion where we do bumper stickers or some type of magnetic sticker that we would affix, that you could affix to your car, that kind of promotes Cheltenham. And this was mentioned that, you know, when we ride around, we always see the Abington bumper stickers. But I think it's Abington Proud, yeah. And everyone was really annoyed that we see these all the time. We don't have anything of our own. So this piece of the project would have been, I guess, rolled in with the whole public relations effort, but no one wants to really wait on this whole PR effort to get in place before we can get these bumper stickers or magnetic stickers. So it was agreed that the school district and township are going to move forward with getting some type of design and stickers for cars. We're going to split that cost 50-50 and really accelerate it so that before the spring is over, we can get something out, and during the summer we can ride around and be jumping crap. So look for that. That's being worked on, and hopefully will come out sometime soon. That concludes my report.
I would also like to thank Dr. Kiefer and Ms. O'Grady for help pushing this through, and I just wanted to let everybody know when I'm driving around how proud I am of our township and our school district. So I can't wait to get my bumper sticker. So, thank you.
Yes,
Ms.
Gray,
the
walkability study was, intriguing to me. And you mentioned that Cheltenham Elementary School was identified in our district. Was that to determine the extent to which students can walk easily to the school? Does that even mean those?
I have to apologize because I walked out without my notes.
Oh.
I have no notes with me. I just, Mr. Malloy was gracious enough to give me some of the notes that he had, but I don't have any of the details with me, but I can provide that next slide. So you can certainly provide it for next meeting. But it's being done. The township is really the one who's doing it.
I think they looked at five different locations in the township. I think Myers School, besides Cheltenham Elementary, and a few other ones. And I believe one of the reasons they chose Cheltenham Elementary was to tie it in with the Ashbourne development, where they have paths through that development, and also new sidewalks, or if not sidewalks, at least macadam paths on across the street. So it was that sort of tie-in. A lot of things haven't been decided yet, but I believe that's why they chose Cheltenham Elementary.
I'm sorry, I might have missed this in your report, but is there an anticipated release date for the report?
End of May.
Okay.
also believe we're only, I think, one of five communities that were picked.
Let's move on to personnel. Ms. Russell.
And I actually have a report tonight. On March 17th, the board met in a public session to discuss the formation of the personnel committee, which will operate on a trial basis for the rest of this year. We identified the committee's functions, including reviewing the district's goals, processes, and results with regard to employee recruitment, retention, support, and professional development, including their alignment with the strategic plan, whatever plan is in effect at the time. We want to make sure that we always dovetail those. Reviewing the district's executive leadership development opportunities, reviewing district wage and benefits data to be included in board presentations to educate and inform the board about public school district compensation in Pennsylvania in general and Cheltenham in particular. Reviewing draft personnel agenda items before agenda middle or agenda review meetings and reporting to the full board as appropriate. Reviewing confidential personnel matters appropriate for board consideration, and considering potential changes to the district's official policies regarding personnel-related matters. Board members Julie Haywood, Brian Malloy, and I have been appointed to the personnel committee, and the board president is an ex officio member. Director of Human Relations is Human Resources is our administrative liaison. Many of the items to be addressed by the Personnel Committee are confidential under the Pennsylvania Sunshine Act or the Pennsylvania Right to Know Law, so the committee will meet at times in executive session, but we will definitely have meetings that are open to the public, either in whole or in part. And in fact, our first meeting, which we have a date for, will begin with a public session. So the inaugural meeting of the Personnel Committee will be at 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday, April 22nd. In room 119, and we'll discuss a very important topic of the rate of pay for our substitute staff. We'll also discuss dates for future meetings, and we'll go into an executive session for the rest of the agenda. So we hope people can come on April 22nd, 8:30 a.m.
Thank you so much. And finally, and we'll get to the policy. I'm sorry, not yet. Finally, the policy committee, Ms. Hawkins.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. The policy committee meeting, or the policy committee met. I'm sorry, last on March 26th. Due to weather cancellation for our March 5th meeting, that meeting was postponed until the 26th. And as a result of that late March meeting, we did not have any. So our most recent meeting was March 26th. As has been reported throughout the course of this school year and the operation of the policy committee, we have continued to review the revision and adoption of policies that align with federal state standards, express our commitment to be responsive to the needs of our community, and to keep abreast of educational and social developments. And the policies that are presented tonight from the policy committee reflect our timely consideration of the district's policies in each of these respects. We have two new and one revised policy that were discussed and reviewed by the policy committee. The first was the service animals policy, and as Mr. Ruse has already announced, we are now going to be compliant with state and possibly federal standards with respect to the accommodation of persons with disabilities and the need for service animals in our district. And so that policy is going to allow full access to our buildings and programs for all individuals with disabilities who require a service dog. The committee also discussed any accompanying administrative regulation to implement that policy. Also new, the committee discussed a social media policy. Obviously, the district has kept pace with all the technological developments by ensuring that our communities receive timely communications through a variety of electronic means, including telephone and web communication, and especially we have created a social media presence, since that is the way in which certainly most young people communicate these days, but increasingly even older people like myself.
And so that policy was developed to govern the maintenance and use of the district-sponsored social media to be distinguished from other social media sites and social media usage by our students and faculty and administrators that are not actually district-sponsored. And so to address those other uses, the policy cross-references some of the other district policies that pertain to technology use, which may be applicable to those other uses of social media, but this one pertains only to the district's sponsored social media sites and other telecommunications. That too has an accompanying administrative regulation to implement the policy. The last policy discussed by the policy committee at our most recent meeting is a revision to the EEO policy. This policy in particular related to students, but it is a revision that provides protection to students on the basis of gender identity and expression, in addition, of course, to all of the other categories that are already protected under our EEO policy and in accordance with governing law. As many of you already know, LGBT rights have been the subject of increased legal protection across the country and even by the federal government, and we are proud on behalf of the policy committee to recognize equal rights of LGBT persons on behalf of the Cheltenham School District. And even though we have started with the revision of the policy relating to students, we do expect to review and revise appropriately the EEO policies relating to faculty, staff, and administrators as well, so that they are appropriately reflective of our inclusive communities. So with that, I have as the action item for the policy committee to move policies 712 related to service animals, policy 921 related to public relations, which is a social media policy, and policy 103, the revised equal opportunity programs policy, for first read.
We don't
get
that.
Oh,
that's
true.
We just say thank you.
Okay, I'll
just
run.
And the next policy committee is?
The next policy committee meeting is going to be held on Thursday, May 7th at 8:30 a.m. here in the administration building.
Thank you very much. And finally, the legislative update, Ms. Hayward.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. As everyone knows, usually on a monthly basis, I provide a legislative update to the board and the community on state and federal legislative developments that affect public education. Well, this evening, I'm really pleased to report that I can hand that over to some very active individuals that are representatives from State Senator Bart Haywood's office and Representative Steve McCarter's office. The two individuals who will be speaking tonight are Maisha Jackson, who's a district representative from Senator Haywood's office, followed by Mr. Steve Morris, who's the chief of staff for Representative Steve McCarter. On behalf of the board, before you even speak, I'd like to thank you for coming this evening. I know that State Senator Haywood and McCarter are currently in Hattiesburg, or maybe on their way back, working on the budget. So we know they've got a lot of work to do, so I really want to thank you for coming this evening. So Ms. Jackson, if you would like to go first.
On behalf of State Senator Art Haywood, I want to thank you for your invitation this evening, both to the board, to Dr. Kiefer, to the parents and staff and community members of this wonderful school district. A real pleasure to work with you and to work on your behalf. The exciting things that are happening in Harrisburg now roll out of an attempt of the governor to assist the state in recovering from some of the difficulties that flowed out of the general economic turndown and changes in how the state level government responded to that turndown. Our new governor has advanced a budget that is attempting to overcome some of the problems that we've been coping with across the 4th Senatorial District and across the state in the fastest responsible way possible. I provided some handouts that... Yes, we can look at them now. And I'm sorry, I didn't bring... great enough for everyone, but you may be able to share. Provided two handouts that we can look at right away. The first is essentially Senator Haywood's, a copy of Senator Haywood's newsletter that will tell you, give you a flavor of what's going on in your new senator's office. Very active, very aggressive, and a fun place to be. The second is a description of how Cheltenham Township's school district will benefit from the governor's proposed education expenditures. This is a handout that was produced by a website that was designed specifically so that school districts can assess the impact of the proposed budget on their own operations. It is very user-friendly, very easy to get to. And as you can see, the governor's proposed budget would increase funding in this school district by nearly $500,000. That is combined with a property tax relief that on the average would save homeowners about 21% on their property tax bill, and also will offer savings to the school district with regard to the cost of cyber schools, and I heard that discussed earlier during this meeting. There are lots of advantages to the budget. It is a proposal at this point, and in order to achieve the results that are planned, we need your vigilance, your support, and your participation. Senator Haywood has charted education, education reform, and improved education outcomes for students across the district as a very important priority for him. He has announced a reading revolution and is encouraging all of the residents of the district who can to participate in raising the reading levels of students across the district. There are more detailed budget discussions available out of the Senator's office. On the back of the newsletter, you'll see that the first town hall budget briefing has already occurred. That was at the Abington Township building. There are two more coming up, one in Germantown and one in Chestnut Hill. You're welcome to attend those public meetings. If the board would like more detailed information in another session, we'd be happy to provide it and make sure that your answers are provided. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My name is Steve Morris, and I'm the Chief of Staff for State Representative Steve McCarter. I want to thank you for the invitation to come and give you an update. As Vice President Haywood already mentioned, unfortunately he's in Harrisburg tonight, and although he would have loved to have been here himself to personally update you on what's going on in Harrisburg. Before I get started, I wanted to give kind of a public service announcement to let you know that State Representative McCarter will be hosting a town hall meeting this Thursday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. at Springfield Township High School's Freeze Memorial Lobby. And we'll go into more depth in greater detail about the budget, the status of legislative priorities around the Commonwealth. So I would encourage everyone to join us on Thursday evening. I apologize if I'm going to be a little redundant from the information that Ms. Jackson already provided from the Senator's office, but I had this whole thing written out, so I'm going to go through it. It's hard to just take apart, but I wanted to give a brief update to you on the current status of the state budget in the area of education. As most of you are aware, Governor Wolf announced his budget outline before a joint session of the legislature on Tuesday, March 3rd. The governor, in his address, set his sights on greater funding for pre-K, K through 12, higher ed, while also addressing the issues of pensions and property tax relief. The governor's proposal reverses the devastating cuts to education over the last several years by adding an additional $662 million in pre-K through 12 through a combination of education funding and cost-saving reforms. The $662 million excludes the $1.75 billion for pension payments, which was moved to a special restricted fund. The $662 million includes an additional $400 million in basic education funding subsidy, which is a 7% increase statewide. That also includes a 10% reimbursement for charter school payments per child. In terms of the Cheltenham School District, his proposal would provide an increase in basic education funding of approximately $326,000, or roughly about 7.1%. Also, in the $662 million statewide, he proposes a $100 million increase in special education funding, which is a 9.6% increase. That would roughly be about $150,000, or 6.6% for Cheltenham Township. His proposal also includes a $120 million in early education funding and $42 million in other K-12 appropriations. So overall, if the governor's proposal were enacted in Cheltenham School District, Cheltenham School District would be receiving a 6.9% increase in funding. That's $476,000. The basic education subsidy in the past had a funding formula that would change from year to year. In terms of the fair funding formula, which I know is very near and dear to all school directors' hearts, in June of this year, 2015, the Basic Education Funding Commission is scheduled to present recommendations to a new funding formula to the General Assembly. Unfortunately, that could take place if adopted at the earliest for the 16-17 school year. Governor Wolf proposes significant local tax relief worth approximately $3.8 billion beginning in the 16-17 fiscal year, including more than $600 million currently provided in the current law for homeowners, renters, individuals, businesses in the form of property tax relief, wage tax relief, and expanded rent rebates. So how does the governor intend to pay for his budget? I'm going to go through this really quickly, I promise. I know you guys want to go home, so we're getting through this. A 5% extraction tax on Marcellus Shale, plus 4.7 cents per 1,000 cubic feet of gas extracted. That would be about $165.7 million in the 15-16 fiscal year. Raising the earned income tax from 3.07 to 3.7%, raising the sales and use tax from 6 to 6.6%, and including 45 new items and services that are currently not included by the sale and use tax. He also proposes increasing the cigarette and tobacco tax from $1.60 per pack to $2.60 per pack. That would also include a 40% tax on smokeless tobacco and cigars, which I know has been a long time goal of the Democratic caucus. He wants to modernize the liquor store system, not privatize it, and he wants to close the Delaware loophole for corporations. So let me close by saying this. This all may sound very nice. Representative McCarter is supportive of any additional funding that is provided for pre-K through 12 education. But the facts remain that the governor's proposal on many different fronts can be described nothing short of bold. The Republicans control both chambers of the General Assembly by wide margins, and the negotiations have only begun. The situation is extremely fluid. It's fluid on the solutions for the problems with PCRs and CERS. It's fluid on the education funding side. It's fluid on the revenue side. And it's fluid basically all over. There is a rumor that the House Republican Caucus will be introducing their own counterproposal in the very near future. And Representative McCarter's recommendation to you as you move through your own budget process is to anticipate your current level of state funding up until the governor has signed a new document on his desk. So with that, if you have any questions, I'll be happy to take them now, and if not,
good on the questions for now, but if you want to mention again where the office is also.
Oh, yes.
If there are people who would like to come in both offices.
Mm-hmm. At the beginning of this year, Representative McCarter relocated his office from 215 Southeastern Road. We moved, and we couldn't be happier for the move. We're now located at 115 East Glenside Avenue, and we are about 60 feet down the hall from Congressman Brendan Boyle's office. So if you ever need any help with state or federal issues, feel free to stop by and visit us.
Senator Haywood's office is located at 1168 Eastern Road in Abington. Your materials should include his address.
It does.
Okay, and phone number. Please come by anytime.
Thank you. Thank you both for coming and briefing us. And we very much appreciate it and all that you guys are doing both here and in Harrisburg. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to ask also the administration if we can take the kind of the school district drop-down box that indicates the impact of the proposed budget on our school district. I think it would be really helpful for the community to see this.
Yeah.
While we know it's not the final budget, not even close to it, but I think it gives us a good view of potential possibility in terms of better funding for public education. So if we could post this. Ms. Jackson, is there a site that we can
include? School Set Teach. www.schoolsetteach.
Thank you.
I'll send it, I'll make sure you have it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. With that, we will move to the administrative portion of the agenda, starting with personnel and Ms. David.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. The personnel agenda this evening is presented as a consent agenda. One, acceptance of resignations, A through C. Two, acceptance of retirement, A through L. Three, approval of leaves of absence, A through E. Four, approval of support staff, A, B, D, and E, as the board approved C earlier this evening. Five, approval of changes in position, A through C. Six, appointment of homebound instructors, A. Seven, creation of positions, A and D. Eight, appointment of long-term substitute teacher, A. And nine, extra duty, extra pay, A.
So moved.
Second.
Is there board comment? Ms. Russell.
I'm not going to name all of the retirements that I know because I'll probably accidentally miss someone, but I appreciate the hard work and dedication that these people have shown to our students over the years. My kids had a number of the retirees and wonderful teachers and mentors and adults in their lives, and I'm sure they've touched many, 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 many students over the years. So I thank everybody, but particularly those who are retiring, for their years of dedicated service to the district.
And on a related note, I kind of did the computation of the number of years, combined years, for the folks that are retiring. It's over 200 years, which is an awful lot of time collectively for folks to have given to our school district, but most importantly to our students. Thank you very much.
Mr. Moore.
Thank you. I'd also like to send a special thank you to Eileen Heron. I've happened to know her and her husband for more than 20 years. She is really a dedicated and dynamic educator. Anytime we get together, she's always telling me stories about her kids here at EP. Her son Brendan, who I had the pleasure of coaching for a number of years, has followed in his mother's footsteps. He's now a history teacher and coach at Cedar Brook. And I just wanted to wish her and her husband Frank good luck. I hope they enjoy their newfound time off. And I think she'll be sorely missed by the staff at EP, but especially she will be missed by her students. Thank you.
I'm sure as a fellow retiring dude, just her a church run for the local school board. That's right.
2017.
Again, I want to thank all of the retirees for tremendous years, and I look forward to seeing them next year at our now annual retiree breakfast. So we've got a tremendous group of folks who show up for that, and I look forward to our new additions to the retirement community for our Cheltenham School District teachers and staff. I will now call vote. Ms. Hawkins.
Aye.
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 And aye. Those motions carry. Move on to the educational affairs. Mr. Miller.
Yes, good evening. The educational affairs agenda is presented as a consent agenda. Approval of conferences A through D. Approval of volunteers A. And approval of or contract approval A.
So moved.
Second. Ms. Haywood has the second. Board comment. Seeing none, I will call vote. Ms. Hawkins.
Aye.
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 Aye. And aye. Motion disappears. So, and finally, financial affairs from Ms. Myers.
Thank you. The financial affairs agenda will be presented as a consent agenda. One, approval of 2014-15 budget transfers A as attached. Two, approval of payments A as listed. Three, settlement stipulation of assessment appeals, A through E.
Second. I'll have Mr. Flynn as a second. Is there a board comment? Seeing none, I will call the vote. Ms. Hall.
Aye.
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 And aye. Those motions carry. There were no prior public questions from our previous meetings that went unanswered. So now I will call again to the public comments section. Again, if this is a time for members of the public to ask anything that they want. Really, we ask that it pertain to something related to the school district, but I guess we didn't stick with it. Again, we will hold you to 5 minutes. Please.
Hi, my name is Legal Blake. I am the president and co-founder of the Women's Student Union at Cheltenham. I would just like to acknowledge and thank Mrs. Parker and the immediate administration for the help on the women's care product machine project that you have begun. I see some smiles, heard about it. Well, that's a relief. I would just like to express my gratitude. I know that the girls in the school who have come to me have they're super excited about it, getting rid of the stigma associated with their time of the month and the nurse. So we're very excited, and we as a group, me, Alexis Grady, Aaron Edelstein, and E.C. Lovitz, would just like to ask for your commitment on the expedition of this project. We are super sure that you guys are going to do a phenomenal job with it. We're super excited to work with you guys too. And just for the heads up, tomorrow, and we seem said this already, but tomorrow we're having Lisa Furman, who's our current district attorney, as our first speaker at the Women's Student Union tomorrow in the student cafeteria from 1:30 to 3, and we would be super excited if everyone here would like to come. I know I'm really excited. There'll be pizza. if for no other reason, come for the pizza. starting this Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 is our school's musical, 9 to 5, which is focused on the empowerment of women in 1979, which I think is fantastic. So if you wanna come see me and a few other amazing people in that show, we would be more than happy to see you guys. And thank you very much. I missed it.
You did.
It was good, Mom.
You waited 2.5 hours.
She did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
All right. We look forward to the 21% reduction in real estate taxes. Suggestion, long-range facility plan. I think it would be good to clarify over the long range how many facilities and what facilities we're going to retain, or are we going to keep the facilities that we have, then do a facilities plan. If you don't do that just after the facilities plan, that's like saying I'm going to keep them all. I'd like to see you review that. For example, in the plan for the Cedar Grove Middle School, maybe the plan should be done in a way that we would have one middle school or whatever. I'd like to state, although many of you know this already, our cost per student is $22,000. As high as, or much higher than most of the private schools in this area. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Seeing none, the future meetings are as listed. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
This concludes this school board recording. This recording is copyright by KD3HW and is released for free distribution under the Creative Commons Attribution No Derivations 3.0 United States license. Podcast sounds courtesy of freesound.org. See the acknowledgement page of the podcast website. Thank you for downloading us and have a great day.